A very, very good afternoon to all our listeners. My name is Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, bringing you our weekly program on my voter's role or my responsibility as a voter. It has to do with preparing ourselves and bracing ourselves as citizens, as Namibians, for the upcoming elections that is now regional and local authorities election in the year 2025. This elections, as we know, have to do with preparing as citizens. You see, as citizens, we have to prepare ourselves, and we spoke about the leadership habits of the regional councils in the past episode, and in this episode, we are going to discuss more about the habits for credible elections. What do we mean when we say genuine or credible elections? That has been our discussion for the past 2 weeks, talking about genuine and credible elections. What does it mean to run genuine and credible election? What adds credibility to elections? Because it's not just something that you take lightly. You print the ballots, you tell people go out and vote. There must be certain things that we must adhere to, and when such things happen, and they happen and they happen proper, we can also now say these elections were genuine. Okay? Because this is what the Constitution, United Nations, has been asking for countries to adhere to. Okay? Countries must adhere to what we call a genuine elections. Okay? Or genuinity of election. What are the genuine elections? And we said every citizen must enjoy the rights to vote, to be elected in a genuine election, which shall be by universal, equal suffrage, by secret ballot, guarantee freedom of expression and the will of the voters. This is exactly the discussions that we shall be having even as we continue with our program today. So we take just the marketplace, and we will pick up where we left the last time.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ripura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take out my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda.
And welcome back. And last time we ended with several programs that, or several aspects or elements that were necessary or that are necessary to be indicators that elections are genuine and credible. Now I will pick up some things again in the English language, but I will also switch in summary to what we have discussed in the last 2 weeks and also today, and then I will be opening the platform for participants to call in the program. You can disagree, you can bring new information, and you can say I am being unfair or what have you, for as long as you have the basis on which you are discussing. So our discussion paper is titled Model Commitment for Advancing Genuine and Credible Elections. So we are talking about what makes election genuine and what makes elections credible, and for that reason, as citizens, we must be given a platform to follow each and every aspect of the elections. And it's not just a question of making the cross on the ballot paper, but also to be properly equipped and properly informed. So this document is published with the a sponsorship of the, or by the five organizations, namely the CATA Center, the International Forum or foundation for the electoral system, the idea, international idea, or the National Democratic Institute and the Kofi Annan Foundations. All these organizations are the ones trying to explain to nations and to communities why it is important to participate and to do elections in a way that is acceptable. And we spoke about the what are the commitments now, the commitment that are six genuine elections. We talk about the legal framework. We spoke about election or election administrations or election management bodies, the electoral accountability, the information integrity, the international engagement, and so forth and so on. So these commitments, especially model for commitment for electoral integrity, we spoke of one goal, which is to ensure that inclusive, transparent, accountable elections, which are the basis for determining who governs on behalf of the people. And out of that goal, we spoke about the overarching commitment to electoral integrity, most importantly, to reflect the will of the people, that elections must reflect the will of the people. And then the legal framework now, which is the second goal, which is to establish public confidence that the country's legal framework ensures credible elections by guaranteeing equal and universal suffrage, rights and proper elections administration, and the rights to participate in electoral affairs, to seek, receive, and impart election-related information. And the overarching commitments, as number two on the legal framework, election rights, responsibilities, free from discrimination. There must be no discrimination. And then we speak about detailed commitments, especially to now the rule of law and human rights. We spoke about equal suffrage. We spoke about universal suffrage. It's not just equal, it must also be universal. And we spoke about independent election administration. And we spoke about government neutrality. And we spoke about freedom of movement. And we spoke about campaign finance transparency and equitable resources, as well as right to election information for all. And having said so, we now just pick up 2.10 is where we ended, and proceed with other commitments and indicators that will make elections to be declared as free and fair, credible, transparent, and therefore genuine. Now it goes like this. Election-related information access and transparency. The model commitment for any country is that the legal framework in that country, that all state-held election-related information shall be made timely and publicly available. I mentioned that last time. Including via internet, the digital communication means, without hindrance or unreasonable restrictions, and so forth and so on and so on. And the norms is that documents related to electoral, including voter operations, were publicly accessible and accurate. Judgments, finding, and evidence of judicial proceedings and the legal reasoning for judgments were made public. The state proactively put in the public domain government information of public interest. A pluralistic media promoted citizens' access to information, and the media was free to play an impartial and objective role in covering electoral issues. Voters were able to form opinions independently on the basis of information from a plurality and sources, and free from any manipulative interference, and right to access to information was protected for everyone. Right to participate in public affairs, model commitment. Now, the model commitment is that the legal framework recognizes, guarantee the right to participate in public affairs for all. including those related to elections, whether exercised as prospective voters, electoral contestants, journalists, election observers, and all that. Again, all these things we mentioned last time. And now, the standard norm or relevant norm or an indicator will be participatory rights were protected at the highest level of the law, namely the Constitution. Citizens were able to participate in public affairs through public parties and non-governmental organizations. Number three, the right to participate in public affairs was protected, including during the boundary delimitation process. And that is what we will be talking about when we talk of right to participate in public affairs. Now we go to the minority and the discrimination and the women and so on, and I would like to pay a close attention to this. The legal framework recognizes and guarantees the equal right for men and women to participate in public affairs, including those related to elections, whether exercised or prospective voters, contestants, journalists, observers, or election-related actors. The norms are as follows. The legal framework for elections did not discriminate on the basis of prohibited ground. And Namibia has gone very far on this basis. We have, as a country, done away through our legislative process of our National Assembly and National Council, done away with all restrictive measures that were gender influence and so forth, cultural and gender-based things, where our women and men have equal access to any process that is related to election. And for this reason, only in the whole world, where you have the president is a woman, the vice president is a woman, the speaker of the National Assembly is a woman, the minister of finance is a woman, and the other serious ministries like home affairs are women. So only in Namibia, there is no question about women participation in Namibia, especially in this 8th administration. We can clearly see that Namibia has passed that era of women restriction. The legal framework provided equal access to any place or service intended for use by the public. No question about that. The legal framework for elections include guarantees equality before the law for all men and women. No question about it. The state took steps to ensure de facto equality between men and women. Yes, we have passed that. Female candidates participated in the electoral process on an equal basis with men. It has been done. So, Namibia, when it comes to 2.12, according to this commitment to holding genuine and credible elections, women participation in Namibia is no question. There is no question. People are not restricted because they are women. In fact, there is what we call zebra style, especially in some political parties such as SWAPO, where it must be equal. Yeah. While if there is no zebra style in other parties, the ability, the capacity, the capability of candidates determines and not their gender. So, we have really taken over many countries around the world. And 2.13, political participation without discrimination. The model commitment here is that we need the legal framework that recognizes and guarantees that grantees right to participate in public affairs, including those related to elections, without discrimination based on race or color or religion or social origin or language or property or other status prescribed by international human rights standards, whether exercised as voters, electoral contestants, journalists, election observers, or other election-related actors. States should create in law and practice an enabling environment for broader and diverse political participation. There is no question about this in countries such as Namibia, that our electoral landscape and environment is very open and very broad as far as participation is concerned. And now the standard that I expected here is: the legal framework for election did not discriminate in the basis of prohibited grounds. Number two, the legal framework provided equal access to any place or service intended for use by the public. Number three, voter education campaigns were responsive to the needs of the electorate. And number four, voting operations facilitated broad participation. So you have four standards that should have, if people were able to see these things, then we can say, aha, these elections were genuine, they were free, they were credible, and all that, and all that. Now, other than that, we have to talk about participation of indigenous people. Indigenous people here, we're talking about legal framework recognizes and guarantees indigenous people's individual and collective rights to participate fully, if they so choose, in the political life of the state, including the electoral processes, as well as to their own distinct institutions. Three, prior and informed consent of indigenous peoples via consultations in good faith with their representative institutions are required prior to significant changes to legal or regulatory framework governing their political participation. And the relevant norms, standards, and obligations is that the legal framework for elections did not discriminate on the basis of prohibited grounds. Those are now whether the person is treated because of race or gender, what? No race, no ethnic origin was used to either prevent a person from participating. The legal framework also provided equal access to any place or service intended for use by the public. All citizens received voter education regardless of their race or color or sex or language or religion or political or other opinion, national or social origin, physical or mental ability, sexual orientation or gender identity, property, birth or other status. And other voter education materials were available in all official languages as well as in minority languages. Linguistic minorities were able to use their own language, and voter registration procedures were available in minority languages, and ballots were understandable and user-friendly. Voter registration promoted broad participation, and there were no barriers to participation by otherwise qualified eligible voters. And through their own representative institutions, indigenous people were consulted in good faith on proposed changes to the legal and regulatory framework, as well as administrative provisions for elections, following standards for free, prior, and informed consent, especially where those provisions that had implications for their equitable access to and participation in the electoral process. Electoral management bodies adopted or body adopted and implemented the code of conduct to eliminate the use of derogatory, harmful, and outdated terminology by the electoral stakeholders, such as election staffs and candidates, and the rights of indigenous people to establish electoral system and to recognize elections that apply to matters relating to their internal affairs was upheld. So when it comes now to participation of indigenous people in our context is, for instance, all people who were originally indigenous, it could be the San people or those who came after the San, all the people in Namibia must be given an opportunity to participate in the polls. Even linguistically, even those linguistically are minority, or racially minority, or tribally minority, and otherwise, they must be given opportunity in the language that they understand to participate in the electoral process of Namibia. So those are the commitments that we commit ourselves to as a democratic nation. And if you look at the participation of the indigenous people, the participation of women, and the participation of people with disabilities, because the model commitment when it comes to people with disabilities that there must be a legal framework, and this legal framework must again recognize, this legal framework must guarantee the right to participate, yeah, in any public affair, in anything that has to do with personal affairs, especially for people with disability. And there must be no limitations whatsoever when it comes to the things related to elections or access to public spaces or especially polling locations, and whether exercised as voters by the voters themselves or by the contestants or by the journalists or by the election observers and the elected actors. So as far as is a possibility, even people with disability must be given an opportunity to vote and to be voted for. And this should include accommodation at the places that may be difficult to access, and the assisted voting should be regulated and available for voters unable to vote independently. At least every person eligible must be registered. Every person eligible and is registered must be able to vote. And those who are unable to vote independently, there must be assistance. There must be within the legal framework, there must be provisions that these people may be assisted to actually vote according to their own consciences. Okay? Now, there so done, we commit also ourselves as nations to train election officials. Training of the election officials. What do we mean by training election officials? We are saying the commitment here is that the judiciary, the prosecutors, the law enforcement officers, and electoral officers shall be trained on all the commitments mentioned above. What are the commitments mentioned above? Participation of people with disability, participation of indigenous people, political participation without discrimination, women participation, right to participate in public affairs, election-related information access and transparency, right to electoral information for all, equitable public resources, campaign finance transparency, freedom of movement, governmental neutrality, independent election administration, universal suffrage and equal suffrage, and the rule of law and human rights. So all our people who are in the area of area of judiciary, the prosecutors, the law enforcement officers, namely the police and others, the electoral officials must be trained on the above commitments, including mechanisms to implement them. And the commitments will be included in the broader civic education efforts. And we keep on saying the Electoral Commission of Namibia must be able to do so. Now, when we say trained officials, election officials must be trained, we would like at the end of the conducting of elections that electoral management body personnel received training on the electoral process and international obligations. Voter education efforts included information about all electoral rights, including equal suffrage, the right to vote and be elected, and the right to an effective remedy in the secret ballot. And then we must also commit ourselves to certain, to a third goal, which is now election administration. So the two goals we spoke about so far, those goals had to do with inclusiveness, accountability, and transparency, where we are talking of what makes genuine election as far as election integrity is concerned. We spoke about that. We talk of the legal framework and the detailed commitment under the legal framework, which we just completed a while ago. And now we are going to goal three in terms of election administration. Legal framework we done. Credibility or integrity of election, we are done. And we'll be able to summarize that in the Oshii language. I just hope that if there is any question, if there is any disagreement of what the commitments by these international organizations have to say about elections, someone can come out and just call in the program and disagree and tell us what is the best or what is true, then, if what we have presented does not make sense, and I'm doubtful about it. So election administration commitments, we are talking of the goal to ensure the public confidence in the independence, impartiality, and the efficacy of election administration, and guarantee transparency so that public can know that elections are credible. They are genuine. So genuinity and credibility of elections, okay, are the goal. And what is the commitment as far as the commitment are concerned? One, it is the overarching commitment is that the professional impartial administration of elections. So each country, each state must commit itself to the professional and impartial election administration. Very important. Professional and impartial election administration. That is the overall commitment. But there is a model commitment like others we have done in terms of legal framework. The model commitment here is that electoral management body, now the Electoral Commission of Namibia, at a national or at the sub-national level shall be constituted and resourced in a manner that ensures the political neutrality, administrative independence, and professional efficacy, and the mechanisms for their appointment or selection shall be transparent. Electoral management body is expected to be constituted in a way that and in a manner and resourced in a manner that ensures that ensures their political neutrality, administrative independence, professional efficacy, and the mechanism for the appointment or selection shall be transparent. I repeat, and I expect questions or comments about this matter, because there are people who are always complaining this electoral body is not that, and this electoral body is not that. But the commitment to ensure the credibility, to ensure the genuinity of elections, is when there is a body of running elections that is constituted and resourced in a manner that ensures the political neutrality, that ensures administrative independence, that ensures professional efficacy. In other words, electoral bodies must be neutral politically. No person must be running elections, but they have a bias towards one political party over the other. They must be neutral. And the administrative independence, in other words, when they are doing administration, they must be seen to be independent. And they must be professional. Professional. Things must be done efficiently and effectively so that we may not find ourselves in a situation where the stakeholders or actors or contestants or observers are ridiculing our electoral process just because of professional problems. There must be people employed and they must be willing to do their work professionally, effectively, efficiently, transparently, and legally. Remember what we talk about the legal framework on the overall commitment towards the legal framework of the nation. And the legal framework, my dear friends, legal framework has nothing to do with the electoral body. It is not the electoral body which passes the law. It is the National Assembly. It is the commitment of us as citizens, the commitment of the state towards democracy. And we must make sure when it comes to elections, all electoral or legal framework are crafted in a way that they promote credibility and the genuinity of elections. Now, what are the indicators then, if that's the model commitment? What is expected to be seen? One, the electoral management body have acted in the administration of elections impartially. So if electoral management body acted impartially, then we will say, oh, this election was credible and was genuine. When electoral management body had sufficient resources to implement all phases of the election processes, we would say again, this is credible and genuine elections. Then the recruitment and the appointment of electoral management body staff were transparent, efficient, and equitable, and instilled public confidence in the body. We spoke about electoral credibility and genuineness. Okay? Now, detailed commitment as far as the impartiality and the professional, this is what we are expecting now. But let us quickly now go to the detailed commitments. What is expected if the body, if the electoral body has to be professional, have to be impartial, and what? What are the things that must happen to that body in order for that body to work efficiently and effectively? One, government support for electoral management body. All governmental agencies, including those engaged with cyber security, information integrity, public safety, other electoral matters, shall be required to constructively and timely support the electoral management body in election administration, protecting electoral officials, and maintaining public confidence in electoral processes. In other words, the government must support the electoral management body in a way that is not interfering. Remember, it must be neutral and independent. But for professional efficacy, the government must support the electoral management body, especially when it comes to people who are engaged with cybersecurity, information integrity, public safety, and other electoral matters. Yeah, must be used to support constructively and timely the electoral management body, in our case, Electoral Commission of Namibia, in administration, in election administration, and protecting the same electoral officials and maintaining public confidence in electoral process. That is number commitment number one as a model, which is support to the electoral body by the government. And assuming elections are done, and the rights to security of the persons for all citizens, including electoral commission personnel, was protected throughout the election period. Number three, all branches of the government are responsible for protecting human rights, including those responsible for administering electoral process. Three, the authority of the electoral management was recognized by the key stakeholders. Then we can say that's a tick. And the election were therefore free, fair, transparent, credible, therefore genuine, therefore let us accept their outcome. Then we have EMBs, or EMB, the electoral commitment body, must be timeously, adequately resourced to ensure independence. There must be a resource to ensure their independence. The model commitment budget for election for electoral management body shall be developed by the electoral management body and funding timely provided by the direct legislative appropriation with legislative oversight that guarantees the electoral management body's independent, effective, and the political impartial action. We must only say there must be no excuse to say we cannot do this because we do not have resources. In the Namibian context, we must not do so. We must not do so. We must make sure that our Electoral Commission of Namibia is timely, adequately resourced. And so far, I have never heard, I have not heard anything that tells me that the Electoral Commission of Namibia was in a way under-resourced or understaffed. This was never raised by the electoral officials, which means if these things were not raised publicly, it means that the Electoral Commission of Namibia was always timely and adequately resourced to do the best they can in terms of running the electoral process of Namibia. And assuming now that elections are over, and we look back and we say steps were taken to institutionalize efficient and effective public administration, electoral management body that's now the Electoral Commission had sufficient resources to implement all phases of the elections, then we can say elections were free, fair, transparent, credible, and genuine, because there was no reason to complain otherwise if there was a proper resources in a timely fashion and administration was very effective. So that is now model commitment to timely, adequately resource to ensure the independence of the what? Of the electoral management body. Number three, under the same commitment to administration, that's now detailed commitment to professional and election administration. We have one, government support. Two, timely, adequately resourced. Now, number three, operational training for election officials. There's no question that the commitment is that the Electoral Commission of Namibia, for instance, staff, election officials, poll workers shall receive training tailored to their respective roles and responsibilities and underpinning the fundamental principles of planning and holding elections with integrity. The public should have access to EMB training manuals, procedural guidelines, and instructions that would potentially avoid misinterpretation and mistrust, which means the staff, all the workers, whether agents, polling agents or polling what, all these positions you will be hearing, I am a returning officer, I am a counting officer, I am what, all these people must receive training tailored to their respective roles and responsibilities and underpinning the fundamental principles of planning and holding elections with integrity. The public should have access to electoral management body training manuals, procedure guidelines, instructions that would potentially avoid misinterpretation and mistrust. Okay. What are the indicators, assuming elections are done, operational training for election officials was done? It means now the standard that you will be able to see is that the electoral management body provided citizens with access to information throughout the electoral process. Two, electoral management body personnel received training on the electoral process and international obligation. Okay? Then number three, we talk of cybersecurity, electoral management body cybersecurity, and capabilities. Okay? the model commitment for EMB and the relevant government agencies that may assist EMB in his respect shall timely develop effective capacity to provide cybersecurity to all information technologies and information communication technologies that are relevant to conducting credible elections. And one, an independent, duly resourced body oversaw compliance with data protection principles. Personal data collectors complied with data minimization, accuracy, confidentiality, integrity, and storage limitation obligations. And we have to emphasize some of these matters as far as conducting elections is concerned. In the meantime, let's go to the marketplace.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Now, that being said, I have to emphasize on the question of handling electoral information. And we said that the cybersecurity we are talking about now, this global digitalization, and any person can spy on other people's communication lines. We are seeing it is even becoming more dangerous, especially with the cyber attacks and the drone things and so forth and so on. But now we must indicate here that as far as elections are concerned, there must be cyber security capability by the electoral body. And by so doing, we are saying election must be, okay? Election must be what? election body must comply with data mobilizations. Data mobilization in a way that it is accurate, that is confidential, and such information there must be integrity to it, no tampering with information even after elections. And then we are talking about storage limitation obligations. The election material must be properly handled. Must be properly handled. People must not be knowing who did what. There must be no way to divulge information about a person's participation. It will undermine the freedom of the people. It will undermine the conscience of the people. It will undermine the liberty of the people to do whatever they want to do. So that is cyber security. As far as this detailed commitment to professional and impartial election administrations are concerned, as part of the main goal to ensure public confidence in independence and impartiality and in efficacy of election administration, and guarantee transparency so that the public can know that elections are credible. Then we are also talking about that the electoral management body must have a public communication and voter education. And the electoral commissions of Namibia try as much as it can to reach out to community through various platforms, the newspapers or the radios or using different languages. Sometimes we have seen that depending on the resources given, depending on the people's willingness also to learn, to make sure that information comes to them in a timely manner and in a way that it gives information for all. And here we call voter education, and this is what we are doing in contribution to what the electoral management body must be doing. So the model commitment here is that the electoral management body shall develop timely. It's now the body itself. This is no longer the legal framework. The legal framework, I said, is a state level, it's a country level. Now the electoral management body, which is administering the elections, must now do the following, as they say. They must develop timely, effective capacities to conduct broader voter education efforts, proactive public communications about electoral process, rapid response communications concerning problems that may develop in process, and debunk information and disinformation. So Electoral Commission of Namibia, I know they have the Department of Public Education, and this public education is always high on alert, especially when it comes to false information, false propaganda, and it is necessary for them to make sure that when there is misinformation or disinformation or propaganda or allegation, someone must be on top of information and debunk and combat such misinformation, because the electoral management body, it has an obligation to nothing but to administer elections that are free of chaos and confusion. And if by any chance elections are done, and the electoral management body provided citizens with access to information throughout the electoral process, number one. And number two, the state proactively put government information of public interest, including electoral information, in the public domain. Number three, voter education campaigns were responsive to the needs of the electorate. And number three, the electoral management body had sufficient resources to implement all phases of the election process. then we shall be able to say these elections were free, they were credible, they were genuine, they were fair, and they produced the results according to the wishes of the people. In absence of this, these elections were not genuine, and they are not credible, and their outcome did not reflect the will of the people. And we do not want elections to be held only to hide things or information about whatever. Okay? Then EBM, Electoral Management Body, transparent. Again, this is one of the detailed commitment. And if you like, you can say, well, the main goal is to ensure public confidence in the electoral management body, that it was independent, it was impartial, it was professional, it was efficacious, it was efficient and effective, and all that. Then we must now make sure that the commitment is that the administration for all electoral process was impartial and was professional. And we must be able to say the government must support EBM. The EBM must be timely, adequate resources. The EBM must provide training for the officials. The EBM must have cybersecurity capacity and capabilities. The EBM must have the voter communication, must have a public communication and the voter education. And the EBM must be transparent. Okay? The model commitment here now, the transparency is that the EBM, which is now the Electoral Commission of Namibia or Subnational Electoral Body, shall provide transparency in the conduct of all the elements of the electoral process, including providing access and accreditation without any unreasonable restriction of a party and the candidate agents, election observers, and the journalists. And if we are to do elections today, and we will say, the electoral management body provided citizens with access to information throughout the electoral process. Citizen observers were able to access and comment on parts of electoral process, including voter education. The state accredited citizens observer organization facilitated the ability to conduct their activities. If this thing has happened, we can say election was free, fair, and credible. But then we must also talk of transparent electoral calendar. EMB, the Electoral Management Body, shall be required to timely publish a detailed calendar of all stages of all electoral process, including, for example, dates for party candidate registration, voter registration, registry correction, identification of voters registration, polling places, ballot preparation, and delivery of voting tabulation and announcement of election results and lodging process and resolution of election-related complaints and challenges. And then number two, we need an electoral management body implemented election with adequate time to implement all parts of the electoral process. So the calendar are always there as to what must happen on which day and so forth. And this thing must be done in time to avoid disappointments. And then we have postponement of elections. The temporary postponement of an election due to public emergency is permitted, but must be deemed necessary in circumstances and should not be contrary to the state's obligation under international law, specifically the obligation to hold genuinely credible elections periodically. Okay? So temporary postponement and delay due to public emergency is permitted, but must be deemed necessary in the circumstances that and should not be contrary to the state obligation under international law, especially to the obligation to holding genuinely credible elections periodically. And the relevant norms here is the legal framework only allowed for temporary postponement of the elections in times of declared public emergency. And there must be public meetings by the electoral management body. The model commitment here is that the electoral commission, for instance, shall be required to publish in timely manner for public awareness calendar the agendas for all its upcoming meetings, where policies, regulations, orders, and other such matters of public interest will be discussed. And the same body shall be required to publish minutes of such meetings in a timely manner, including notations of the decisions taken. And the public should be allowed to provide written comments on issues which the body shall give a fair consideration. When practicable, EBM should provide public with an opportunity to observe EBM's discussion on such issues unless they concern security, cybersecurity, personal matters, and other highly sensitive matters. And if by the end of elections, we could say, the electoral management body ensure transparency in its decision-making, for example, through open meetings and use of public and competitive tenders, the right for access to information was protected for everyone, then we can say these elections were credible, free, and fair, and therefore genuine, and therefore their outcome have given, demonstrated the will of the Namibian people. And then we have to talk about the EBM's procurement transparency. EBM's procurement transparency. We must say now that EBM shall be required to publish and circulate on a timely basis information concerning solicitation of procurement contracts above a specified amount, along with criteria and the decision-making procedures concerning such procurement, the name of the vendor to whom the award was given, and the amount of the contract, the relevant norms, standards, and obligation. Relevant norms, standards, and obligation, the state proactively put government information on public interest, including electoral information in the public domain, and the EBM as an organ of the state implemented effective policies to encourage acts of corruption. In other words, when it comes to procurement, the Electoral Commission of Namibia, for instance, is required to publish and circulate on a timely basis information concerning solicitation of procurement contracts above specified amount, along criteria and decision-making procedures concerning such procurement, the name of the vendor to whom award was given, and amount of the contract, relevant norms, standards, and obligations are what I have just mentioned. In other words, I used to see in the newspapers, Electoral Commission of Namibia is expression of interest if you want to tender about this, if you want to do this, please submit your documents on those type of things. There must be transparency again, not just by publishing things in the newspaper, but also to inform the public about the decision made and the person who was chosen to do the work and so forth, and the amount and so forth and so on. So we continue until we finish the section on election administration. Now we are talking about procurement and procurement transparency we mentioned. Now we are talking about ballot design and voter choice. Irrespective of the voting instrument, the ballot shall be understandable, easy for voters to use, accounting for different levels of literacy available in different languages in multilingual societies and identical in every language, voters shall be able to alter their choices before casting their vote and verify that their choices on the ballot are accurately represented. And if elections are finished, voters were able to verify their choice on their ballot and they could alter their choices before casting their ballot, and the ballots were understandable and user-friendly. If there was such a thing, then the best thing could have been said about election were credible, free, and fair. Now, we can also say election or access to electoral management body election data for parties, observers, and journalists. The EBM, the electoral management body, and the subnational electoral bodies shall be required to timely provide, without any unreasonable restriction, access to the process of electoral data to political parties, to candidates, to election observers, to journalists, in accordance with open government and open election data principles. And if at the end of the elections, the electoral management body provided the citizens with access to information throughout the electoral process, the state proactively put government information of public interest, including electoral information, in the public domain, and then we must be able to say these elections were free and fair. Voting and results information transparency model commitment EMB shall be required to timely provided to the public by rapid and easily accessible means vote account, plus ballot reconciliation, turnout figures at the polling station level and each additional aggregated level up to and including ultimate level of determining electoral outcomes for every election in accordance with open and government and open election data principles. In other words, voting and result information transparency. There must be an absolute transparent process of making sure that the counting, the reconciliation, the what, and any process affecting the results must be transparent. People must be able to see it. Who are the people who must see it? The citizens, observers, political parties, international observers, if any, there must be always a way to determine that this thing was really transparent and it is free of accusation of being unfair and rigging. So at the end of the election, if the electoral management body maintained and implemented policies to prevent, number one, to address, to penalize acts of corruption, voters' votes were counted and reported honestly, the counting process was verified, and the ballots preserved for later review, results were published in a timely manner, disaggregated by polling stations, were publicly announced, and were posted at the counting station. Tallies were transmitted to higher levels of tabulation in a transparent and open manner. If this thing is what has happened when conducting elections, then we can say elections were free, and they were fair, and they were genuine, and they were credible. Okay? Then when we talk about the accountability, effective electoral management body accountability and mechanism, election administration shall include transparent, easily accessible, accountable mechanisms such as clearly defined administrative review procedures, ombudsperson or similar offices, and inspector auditor general offices to ensure that officials discharge their duties properly and the prospective voters and electoral contestants can seek effective redress of complaints. Relevant, effective remedy was available for all violations of the fundamental rights. Citizens were granted a fair and a public hearing by competent, impartial, independent tribunal in the determination of their rights. EMB acted impartially in the administration of the election. EMB maintained and implemented the policies to prevent, to address, to penalize acts of corruption. The state acted to investigate and address violations of rights. Following due process, it provided appropriate judicial and administrative means for addressing claims of rights violations, including allegations and of electoral fraud, and potential complaints were informed of the means of filing or filing a complaint and the time frame of its resolution. If these things were present, then we can say election were free and fair, because accountability was there. People wanted to know, is this really what has happened? Let we recount, let we access, let we do this. If the electoral body can say, if this is what you want, we are free to give it to you. If you want to a recount, if you want a what, if you want a tribunal to adjudicate, it's up to you. If the electoral commission is free and open to any criticism and free to give information, then we can say, but this thing was just free, fair, credible, and genuine. And then we have to inclusive representation. The Electoral Commission, for instance, shall ensure that staff and other election personnel reflect diversity of the society and include individuals from marginalized groups, including women, persons with disability, youth, and youth. Specific policies to this end should be adopted. And we know that the present chairperson of the Electoral Commission of Namibia is a woman, and the past chairperson of the Electoral Commission of Namibia was also a woman. So in Namibia, it is not a question of gender discrimination, but the person's ability maybe to perform in the interview or to do the job or what have you, and we appoint. It is as inclusive as one can imagine. And detailed number 15 is that if we say that we are credible, free, fair elections, we say that it's not just about inclusion. We say that there must also be independent finance monitoring organ. An independent state agency or a specific body under the EMB, that's now the Electoral Commission umbrella, shall be made responsible for campaign finance, monitoring, including review of political party, ongoing accounts, and the income and expenditure of election campaigns, and shall be enabled with sanctions power the reports for political accounts and the campaign's expenditure shall be made timely available to the public in accordance with open government and open electoral data principle. Non-compliance with electoral law resulting in the considerable fines or, depending on the severity of the violation, constraints on the future campaign expenditure or public funding access when this latter exists. So the norm here is that after elections, we must be able to say, during this whole process, the state took steps to provide for independent monitoring for campaign and political financing. 2, violation of rules regarding the political and campaign finance were subject to proportionate and effective sanctions. And number two, funding received by a political party candidate was disclosed with a regular report. And the number 17 is that the boundary delimitation. The apportionment criteria of boundary delimitation shall respect that every vote has an equal weight and the voters are represented in the legislature on equal basis, free of discrimination, barred by human rights norms. The apportionment criteria should be publicly available and the boundary delimitation process shall be open to public participation and to electoral observation. Relevant norms, standards, and obligation. Each vote was of equal weight. Where variation occurrence between the number of votes in various constituencies, they were small, and the apportionment criteria were publicly available and included the details such as the number of residents, number of registered voters, number of actual voters, and combination thereof. And the right to participate in public affairs was protected, including during the boundary delimitation process. The boundary delimitation process was subject to independent scrutiny with civil societies, candidates and political parties, and other groups. So openness to electoral observation. The model commitment here is that the electoral authority shall allow and facilitate the work of the electoral observers, both domestic, international, permitting access to aspects and the stages of electoral process. And the relevant norms here is to say, let me now say, election observers were able to observe the campaign. They were able to access access places used for voting. Candidates and their representatives, as well as observers, were able to observe polling and counting. International observers were accredited, who were accredited and were able to access and comment on all parts of the electoral process. The state accredited citizens, observer organization, and facilitated the ability to conduct the activities. Party agents and accredited observers were given copies of the protocols and the tabulation sheets from the results center. Observers, domestic and international, were given access to the voter education process. And those are the three so far commitments to holding genuine and credible elections. Having ended and then number three with a detailed commitment number 18. Now, I would like to invite citizens to call in the program. Please call in the program. You can use English, or if you are a Swambo speaker, you can also just speak because Swambo can hear you. 083-288-401 is our number in studio. And please, I would like to receive calls and then let us have conversation. Let's talk. Let's negotiate. Let's have conversation. Let's argue. Let's debate for the sake of our country's future. 083-288-8401 is the number in studio. And if you call in now, I will be able to give you the air and speak to us. Yeah. Pai FNM. Tunakonga nominated Didi Yamirongo Mbari Simba na Turapo. Programai to Opoikale Yajamamepo. We have 23 minutes before our program comes to an end. The mangane tuliopo on the halane di telelengo di deni ava muno mito dengle imo mo studio de tampo pishina sano maholo lo aske ohai ka longi foka mitaka ndi fatulule popo hupikucha okwali handi popishike ngenge tashuya koshilima shoma hololo ono mola mo studio ono la hetat natu mbalio hetat veli batatu one no nola no imwe ano nola hetat natu mbali hetatu 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 ne nola imwe oyo ono mola mo studio yo Eagle FM ku kwenduka nomoro aso handi ti mwamanguluka okudenglam paifo ta kufa konini mihapo ko dokumende inda cho hatu kakunda fanenyo onge talemo lo shinima shoma holo lo is an introduction to this episode or to this edition ngenge hatu tongo maholo lo hama holo lo ike ndo hatu tongo maholo lo eli paushidi o maholo lo ta tolo kwa kucha okwali pauyo kino kwa manguluka no shijemo shoma hololo achangaho osha ulika kucha owa kwa shwana osho nana vahala osho shaja moma hololo ndere haijemo moma hololo taitere kwa ashikenga henya tapopi zane kwa lea tucho dokumendei oya yoveno yo paiwana ya ito apokome hangano paiwana no owa nuovo veli nana veli tulamo filufilu moshini ma sho maholo kuningo maholo lipa uyokino kwa manguluka no oshiri. Hatutine, oini manoyo ne atumburu hapo takutine, o maholo o haka lashi keta shiti o injina genge tashuya, ano shita shopo kati genge tashuya kudemokoli. Udemokoli uwe no maholo ne natashitika ushi washiri. Penu kala penaluse o maholo. Nde ha maholo washike, o maholo taningwa nawa moshiri mouyuki memanguluko ndele inapukala nande enamana na konima eshi oijemo ya shivifwa ngeno nongengo pe enamana na nado nadikandruwe pone pankalo owo taulike kucha ina unyona ehalo lova kwa shuwana openo inimayo ino kuulika kucha omahololo kwali pauyuki mwakwa terwa oinima tailandu langashinete itumbula hapa ya kucha o maholo na kaleri genuine moshima shotete na kaleri moshidi ngenge eholo longo inakutu washike hololo ndanu tabaye kwashikomingo kakonlungu kaya o maholo pona kaleri genuine takuchopino kukala pene o ikwaveta ile oveta ya kwatamwiti popeno kala pena ongudu ilo ombele wa ilo olutulo numba omaluto popino kapena omilando do hadisikulwa opo omahororo akale haningwa keshe koni maifimbolo numba taningwa munkalo mwa keshe umwe amanguluka okuninga efiafane polo papolotika ya mwakwatirwa ne kucha ngengo omahororo kwaningwa ehalolo bapashiwana ona olonalika letashitila halika oba kwashiwana ngobacho pahalangaha oba kwashiwana tashiti ehalolo kwa shuwana, polo nari shikuru. Na kushikuru watashiti ehalolo nupo umwene, na kushikuru ehalolo ngudu imwe, ta kushikuru ehalolo kwa shuwana. Uwa kwa shuwana mwatoko la poshike, ayo tatoko la kucha, utahara numba, okay? Kesho umwe tulane ehololo emo kakololo. Uwa uke, de shiri shiri anu waka holole, shijemo shewuka numba, aye, kanunga na poepa ndulo, wahatu chahike kucha, uwa kwa shuwana, osho wahala. Anungao hakutuwane o genuine election. Ndonge nge nani nkwa mwona ngui, onu ina horole wetike kuwa kwa hompo kutu hampe wa horola numba. Aye, wa horola ngadi. Ahawe, kesho umwe na horole nga asahala, na kukuna kuma horole, oshijamo shoma horole na shikasi fike pamwe. Anungao nge ma horole omtiriano kwa horole ilon laule, ilon kulukadilo, nshama nilo nyashi, ilon kulupe, ilon menulema. E horolo, Ngengo tuwale nyo mahololo, tunu kwa nigiri mungkalo wachanga. Soto na yoko ningenyo mahororo eri monkalo muwa enapukale veta odota duliko mahororo kujotani nganga ipi otapukala poluto lo talwiri ko mahororo ngashituno electoral commission olo neko yate popeni pafa o obantu bakale ba batonaterwa nawa otapopya ko nini mili tatu o genuinity o mahororo integrity o mahororo no kale eri mo shirim no muyuki otapopya nyo legal framework ano shina kona shano no ikpaveta yo mahororo so otapopya nyo administration na o mahororo ngena okwirikwa tashicho mahororo kuna ikondo ndi kondo aisho yo ili ihamano na ikale tashiti taidengele genge tashuya ko shini ma sho mahororo ya paifo takufa kone o ini miri ili tatu yomo ini mayo takunda faneni ila hatukunda faneni ili ihamano yoyo ngo atukamana ko yote ininge palemo lengo ndafana detu hatukae nini koshi kalimo shona tango shina shano local authority sa hatukae nini momma uyelele na shano electoral law ke ukake kuli loku nyakucha utatiri watu ninge shike utatiri watu ninge shike sa cho original council otima na konale ifa hatukae ninge nyo local authority sa hatu shine nimo vetao mahororo tutari ni kucha ovetao mahororo na mibi yota ipopishike kombinga original no local authority ni kwa shike oyota terewa tulingeni. Ya, paife onge tale mahatu tine, ewe tadana mibia, nadikale na nadeshi wanifapo kucha, ewe ndifolo mahololo, olilipa veta ili mouyo kino, ili monjila, no ili moshiri. Inapo kala nante, ewe ndifolo mahololo, pehe na ewe tadili monjila. Potapu togwa kucha, ngenge tashuya ne kendifu elilo pambelewa, ano administration, okwe ndifolo mahololo, pambelewa, otahiti kucha o mahololo, o lutolo narikale na analiri o nyutalala narikale na analiri o independenta, narikale na analiri o professionala, napukale na ane mekanizimu o mikalo adise doku ulika o anambelewa veri pawyuki. Natuwa lasiko unutatuwa sike mo mahololo shinya, ye mbodi ineritula momo shini masisho independence no neutrality no impartiality no ili maisha kwa nea ya tale lapo opo tuno okutona tela tashiti apeshe opo ya yo electoral ne accountability no yo o, nayo otai ya kutumbulwa kuchangengo penu pia kaduo numba wapu mbwapo hatu ningeni ngali kwa takuchaye na tueni kwa lutu lo paveta, na tueni kwa mangu yopombada, na tueni peni, opo, o vanu vaningu waka undaboro, vafatulule kuchae. Oike mwani kila shonumbe, nyamukulo, ayo teshini nga shonumbo numba. Shatongwa mwete idipiaye, ovetoe yati natuchenga. Gengo penu na oluturi nga, anoluturi nga, olo mahololo itaridu loku, kupo pia shike kucha, itatu pula mapulo she, aye, shapa pula mapulo, munu kalamuri yaka undaboro. Tanyamukula kongo, ya kuina kupurashkene mapurashkene nga inya shama anu tampula. Tampulo mapulo edi paveta ena obesis. Ya ushingo kuchaye ngonda pule pulo edi undinango legal ground yoku lipula. Iti ipulashke monte sinya ipulango shima shashangwa yone. Ya soto na yone natango oshini masoso information integrity umo uyelele akale ngo atonatirwa nawa. Pakale anu takele luoma uyelele ile pamwe muyelele tatofwa mwali anu tatongwa kuchai numbo kwa fa holola numba ngaje ini mate imonika bali inakuhalika ehololo obanu bashike kucha ngadi okwa holola dirie ndene obanu bakale beshike kucha numba okwa holola pankalo nana owo wo confidentiality no pehena efatruko olotalufa kucha numbo kwa fa holola ngad osono international engagement in maisha ya people pia noyo in maisha ya shine people pia kai wane mule takuti ela la kanolo tete okushwa ni fabo kucho mahororo to kuli inclusive kwa trama na ameshe ukuli transparent ukuli wetikile ukuli akaunda bor okushi kuyanjwa manyamkulo genge okwe uya omapulo opo kucha keshe outaka pangela ovanhu va Namibia tachiti nakale eshipewa kovanhu va Namibia ito pangele inopewa ufemba ko majority ende chipopire ngo petameko penya kucha omahololo aeshe wajako ondaa yanjele o history kucho tali neholo mo 39 letu pije mo ilingai line gbakiwa na hangana tali neholo tete tali ninga shovene mo 40 omwai nane otali neholo la web la la shikulako mo 40 tali neholo mo mavali nane tali neholo mo mavali nungwai tali neholo mo mavali nungo nane tali neholo mo mavali nungo nungwai tali neholo mo mavali no milongo mbali nane apeshopo hatuka no mahororopo ya o mahoro aishone okunangwe shetupa itatuduru okushenuka ehororo ila jako oletupa ngoshi jemo shiri ngonga henya inalitupa na no shijemo shama nguru kilune nenga shashi otuna o valeli vahoro ake ne presen no milongo nano Paweda. Kominongo ameni na haya kukaya. Umilongo nano, Paweda. Ya, osimbulu majority na itongwayo. Nontumbo opa shwana, uipunyo milongo uwe inane, toweda mwe inane vautingi memba, hanotuwa muna shikoba nuwedi, umilongo nano, na watano, na wangapiru hapo, ya, ilo nano umewari, ya, opo ongu beite ipangeli. Wete, ndele na ndongaho, otuna ovanu wa hapo inavaholola. Inavaholola. Shashi, ongu dweide ipangilo ya peo make, ngomprestende, omafele ahamano, nasa, wawedako. Omanga, engu dwe milome unadise kumwe, odino mayovi, omafele atano, wawedako, nasa. Oso tahikupene, wani poindi, wani, 1.1 million ya obo unane obantu veri simba omabafera atatu rapo inabahorora obasane ilo inaba kwashike ko mahoro ilo taba vere ilo bakanifa umupe ilo ngaipi ukata mahoro ile ongaipi sho tahiku pene kucha ngo wakufa engu de milameno tokufa obantu abi nahorora tahiti Oano obo inahorora oku hahorora na kokuhorora shiki. Popo kwa tunombwele kucha. Horo leni. Inankara wadi hankara kwa mombo. Inde ni muka horole. Tamuimo shosaye. Tamuimo shaiti. Tamuilo mbwele. Inde ni muka horole. Nenali okunanu wa hapu anu inahorora. Kunanu wa hapu inahorora. Nweli kwa shipundi. Kubava horole presidente. O amini ngude milameno. Obavi inahorora nande nande. Okuyeleka nifano mwalu wa horola. Uwanu atarele. Ya. Pamoko ingota ngudruku wedo mwaru ukalu hapo. Ya, ile pamoko ita ngudruku wedo mwaru weo position, ukalu hapo. Shadipenda hiki. Popo no pokucha, ova Namibia, inatuka inuari, inatuka holola. Opo tuto feimo, oliedie, ena okulela oshirongo eshi. Kota kutuno maholola changa hoa, na ningwe na mehoreko. Ova nina shiva kucha, numba okwa holola liedie. Ile numba okwa holola shike. Taningwa na shifike pamwe napukala pena umwena ewilonga ma lidule likwao. Oshima shote tosho. Oshima shitivali ovetane hatutine shinyo shiripa mgarangajo shinyatapo pya tete shi commitment to genuine election. Mtuwe topo genuine election o ehalolo vanolo talipopio pena shiko namba wanopo. Ovo tu ya nepo legal framework. O legal framework ane oveta. Oma hororo ina ningwa hige mpe. Oma hororo na ningwe moveta. Takulanduru oveta. Ok? Takulanduru oveta. Ya. Oveta yo. Kucha no ya ita ipopile ufemba onu. Kucha no ya ita ipopile tahiti o equal suffrage. Welcome.
Yes, Dr. Kapinda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to participate in a very important program.
Please go ahead.
Yes, time is very short. Allow me to pay my view in Oswambo.
Yes, please go in Oswambo.
Yes, okay. Si mane show ma ololo sho o sa fima na siri sa si o tashi ngenonge ngande ta monkalo pongero ande ti o kuka ololo afiko nuna ongobe ngeno te yuwa ko shunda ande o atuma con gaba ta ta kamponderela la singenge o we fake o vanu de ngobe ko shunda ande o amene ke atela we te winiwana no che munga o ta hitte o atela la we te ron le yo o vino ino kufondinga nande nande ya mara no kima ka mundu te simbaka pombane ku kururwa ku kwilonge kidiro maolo kasi anwa hapo otaka la basunye o maholo lo mangu tumane ke poneri mwa igende eviri ta eviri nde ude o vidio adenga no ta tembuka po teife ngenge kuno auto una kule fu ukata ta maolo lo nde na ku toina tangu na yo kuanga kuno mile ina to ene le dimwe adika da dan ya diri ko kulo ki mu fik
ya
kaise o statistika me o den hay uri ke na wange no kutya modoro pa no omunane ve sike pe ndasi amon da mane nga simo mi kunda ene le dimo do ma hololo o kuje ke monele imo nge no nu ta wana ngongo nde tumbu i ku tilu vali to shiku fa to shumbu na uri na repo poka mobile apo nere mo ta ku olole na mo mi kunda kanano isi ke olongo tu dengano bapo apo anandero tana tana ngala mangongali tutarenge ngi mota kujoba ana metoro ko tudi denga ta kutyo munano bapo inaola kanjine kutya pa mwalani ngoma ngi kidzeri ngao o hata le nana ko shike pam
ya
ya no simane si pa pamwe o si masi si mota fikanyo ni pano lu tolo ni nakungo ngano maoro wa kaleri pe and the three pamwe umbada wokucha ngenge numbade na pamoshirongo tashi mo makasata na ilonga ipiano tashesande tusaje siniringa kibucha esimbo nyalo mahoro lo pasi kepe ni umbada uja pamwe numba ngengo koiko sipundi hatukawila mo mako anyi kusha atana mara ngengo atalende to ondame ngengu dadje to papori pika atili moshirongo ito jito mono mongu deo milamino omu tashime ngu dadje ngengo wa ondame nemu ito mono mwone esho Namibia mo menguto. Na vanewe limo vesha Namibia kaveshi akwate liko mesho ve ngudu. Vomo ngudu kesho nango kumala mwono mwone esho dalele ya Afrika. Nde nandu wanda mene mwike mwongudu kesho ito mono mwono akonjeli ma kucha nuwe kosike kodata akonjeli ma ovane kewa akonjeli ma ngurugo vele. Kucha uki dengene moshi wapo kucha uki dengene ke ngudu do IPC kucha uki dengene ku SWAT boy mo ilo pamwe nanje anje ngapa mwene kubako taveshe vakani ngoma pika peko vaka onda mene mwasi pamwe ngudu dimwe onu dio terengo kokule mara ngengo ai muka onda mene mwe mwene una kumana kuja kamo mungu du keshe yo pa politika kan nangu du itiri pa mushirongo adio difai ya ole kuna numba dange nuche ngudu dio numba shimbite ike shipondola shashi lana aveshende toka tarangana ndenge no indirect your skill yavo Baya saa sana ike kapunana na ngeno nuu moche ucha angazi pa mkuturi ke kumkwa. Pa mu natu ya njiri ngomo yelene neri mwenjira kucha. Numba taka vena akalele, itashike pete rupu zaka. Tangyo ne?
Yalo, tangwa. Yalo, owe tufi ilane nawa, e hongoli ni mwenjira olo tariti. Oye ngududo pa polo tika pafi na mangola Namibia. Otaduiri kwa hike kwa Namibia. No dino kulufa komi landu veta da Namibia. No vanu averimo wa Namibia. No si no tashitine malalaka navo e nasha na Namibia. Kamu nasha atane ili oko shatempo mito se hatuka neto atiratu ti pamwe shatana nate apo nepo shirongo hetu. Ita tupo napo kwa hike turi apa hatuka nye kemo shirongo hetu. Si korela kucha urieta horora o takawiri katashiti o shilongo moshikando tashia. Okuholola to chusinga kucha ho tambula imwe mbali natu ne nano oikutu emburu kweva imwe bula imwe tira ni mwishunga imwe shike ho holola popo emburu kweva iwa hala kujala oto kwa pashi imwe oto yangonde totale kwa chuna kwa shiko minute nano kufepu imwani tomane pwefimu uwa wako lapu imwe uwa yasho uwa ningela uwa kijala na no mahoro shedi nga hoto horo la po oba no tawewe yaga hapu de to horo la po si majwa si fano multi party democracy so atu tino mahoro ne okuna ne osho eno kuningwa unkalo weno kuningwa kunini mawe ino kuholo kapo penini mawe eno kuningwa po nunge ngini mano yo ya ningwa neno alio hatu durune shirio kufatula kucha oh haye umahororo ne impori okwa ningwa shiri eri pa uyokika kwa inana eri pa uyokikaya wahasikala shikesha jupala jengo mahororo inaningwa pa uyoki no pashiri ya sotala no mahororo eri pa uyoki no pashiri Namibio shirongo shimwe eishiwa. Ya, ngengo watale shito mono kucha shirio mahoro elipo yukino pashiri. Ongu dukucho eite ipangele. Ya, ota ikonjo shiri. Shashiko shipunjo ya kala kwe fimbo. Ndine ijako fiyo peife. Yini ala kujako. Shasho yudi tengo kucha. Oyongu ino kukarako. Yoyudi tengo kucho inashi apuna tango okulonga. Wete. Nde, o mahoro esho wajako. Ota ende ngote ikufwa ngo ilio. Eholula alika jamonga hae baife ongu dinyo ini pundi ingapi ongu dhe ipangele ya shalapa na ingapi. Ndina akwe na nande vachae teni pundi yetu ilo. Ayo tamtulile hacha shike wae tatambula kwa shiri mwenjira. Osho tamonapo osho ngo osho shiro mbulange wakwe tuwa poloka na maosho tamonapo osho ngo. Na tuye ningo uko mesho atu talarimo maholota ya pamu ipundi yetu atu ya tuki kufeko. Monka longana tango ude mokoli nawa nawa. Hano tahiti na Namibia ushirongo shimwe ishiwa. Na vane hadru kwa lawe kutitujuku. Chayo mauru inaenda po uyukini. Singoke vetako. Ewe tata ditoko la pongosho datoko la poshiri. Nepo uyukini datoko la moshiri ilo muipupulo moshike. Natango wa Namibia wahata mbulafike. Tashicho shimashosho ne onkalo woku cha Namibia ushirongo shiwashashi. Anambi hiheri denge. Hiheri kufire njebo ya ushirongo shikwekwepo. Moro ashi numbe inanika. Kwa hilo ngo imwesha masike. Anu batomata. Tamu mwono asikesho matungota api. No. Mwona mibio muna ova anuweli omachua. Sena tango. Onduudi tekucha tutikile ni komesho. Moku longe kida omahololo. Elipa uyuki. Oshiri. Awa nifapo na nini maisho yo ya purwa. Ikalepu. Uili hamano. Ne ikalepu. Ndengengo uitale shiri Namibia mwini mihapu oyo ihamano. Ayo kwa denga ngo okompe. Milongo imweshi toka pula shonu mpopo ne shiri. Ae kashipo. Muna noveta yacha. Ae kashipo. Muna nesike. Ae kashipo. Namibia shawe ya mini mesho ya tongo. Apo nde topula kucha. Uma hororo nyo hani nkwa confidentiali. He. Hani nkwa sekiritiri. He. Wikesho la valu lwa shifike pulikuwa upoma. Wae si lope na vamuenu mawi. Ata lwa kwa afe inapama. No, ayo mawae sho kufike pamu. He. Wanvalu lide po polling station. He. Owa anuishita mvalu lomuni observer. He. Ano tahitina mibi okuno ini mihapu. Oyo hatu duro kwenda. Hatuedako. Ndefiyo hatu wanifapo na anon kalo. Woku ningo maholopa uyuki. Mo 100%. Tahitina mibi ya otulia inawa. Tutikile nyashiki. So vaholori ne. Okatanga na kakarene mwemaketo. Oba na politika shaa vafika. Maae na mondala kuhololwa. Tuvapule nyomapulo. Onyolie. Aya mamerie. Die. Wala kuninga kanise na moshi kanjo hololo shetu. Ilu tulombwele na wakucha. Moshi kanjo ulimu hodipe. Ayo handidiko olie. Holie. Ayo olie. Nyoko olie. Ayo memori. Die. Olongo pene. Ayo handilongo shike. O une duranga pia ndine duranga pingapi unamo proyeka mo monkunda nando kulilo o kwa felengo nando shiwana nando mehungo mwenyunga wa kwa felapo nande unona vuka doniro unona ngovu matingo kubatango nkumu na pongoka klabango unangwe shuo ningilo ilo unashiko kakambashi keshinya ayo ndina kwa kakambaka nge ukakambako kakwa fanu angapine haye fika mapono kuli hapa nyota mwifanari nkwa umu ilu talu tulombu ilwani. Owo wafari unaponjira hapa. Owo wedie. Aya mamedie liye ndajango moshikanjo olo shetomu. O yalo. Aya owo toka tukana wa. Ya edinalo enariemu. Na shineo maholota yake uyo madinata. Uya ne 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kwa cha tukufapunya kwa ye turombo la kucha yukunonga mawi. Ano avesheva penyo mito vapopche kunye. Shasho nye munu ufemba uku vaholola. Nankala angola nuwe muliko kule. Ano nafika mewe yeko society. Ndeta tapuro mapulo ko society. Data wani fapo osho o society taipola. Yalo, ae, ndwete kucha otakufa kwa ngamarela, minuto mirongo na tana imwe befa dapita mtu njo nine ame wandi kulira pa lukasa kalua pa katenda programo kwa liwe eterwa kukudira moigoro FM na tu shakene ni moshikando tasia tango nine.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudini tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
I. Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.